The Fable. Part 1. Entrepreneurial Ambition. Honeymoon. 5 months. That's how long it took for Jude Cousins' entrepreneurial passion and excitement to fade into anxiety and panic. While it was true that he had never started a company before and didn't know exactly what to expect, 5 months just seemed like too short of a honeymoon to Jude. To be fair, Cousins Consulting wasn't really a company, just a consulting practice operating out of a spare bedroom in Jude's home. No employees, no politics, just Jude, his passion, and 3 clients, two of which, unfortunately, were already in jeopardy. Hatch. For the 7 years prior to starting his consulting firm, Jude had received nothing but encouragement and recognition in his career, which only served to magnify his frustration as an entrepreneur. After a brief and unsatisfying post-college stint in journalism, Jude took a job in the marketing department at Hatch Technology, a fast-growing company that developed financial software for consumers and small businesses. Beginning his career at Hatch as a copy editor, Jude gradually worked his way through every department in the marketing division, with detours into product management and operations. As a result of his work ethic, humility, and general curiosity about whatever he was doing, not to mention the rapid growth of the company, promotions came frequently for Jude. At the age of 28, 4 years after joining Hatch, he was named Director of Corporate Communication, reporting directly to the company's Vice President of Marketing. Jude's career trajectory, though impressive on its own merit, was all the more amazing given his relative lack of passion for technology. Not particularly inspired by the charter of enticing people to buy software, he knew that the secret to his success had everything to do with his insatiable passion for learning. As Jude liked to tell his friends, he felt like he was being paid to go to business school. And being just one level removed from the senior executive team meant Jude was constantly exposed to challenges related to every aspect of running a company, from strategy to structure to management, all of which fascinated him. Still, he was not content to have his education limited to one company. So Jude began volunteering to sit on a variety of advisory boards for small but growing companies in the area, all of whom were happy to have someone of his talent providing advice, especially when that advice was free of charge. Jude was eagerly soaking up everything he could and forming strong opinions about how he would run a company, which he had come to believe was the ultimate goal of his professional life. Anyone who knew Jude assumed he would one day be a CEO. Smooth sailing. On a personal level, Jude's life certainly seemed to be heading in the right direction. He and his wife of 3 years, Teresa, were hoping to start a family as soon as possible. They had recently bought their first home, a small but attractive rancher in Orinda, just over the hills from San Francisco Bay. Though not wealthy, they were financially more secure than ever, and more important, had amassed a close-knit collection of friends in the area. They were involved in their local church and were quick to help friends, neighbors, and family members who needed a hand. From a day-to-day professional standpoint, Jude had everything he needed. Between his responsibilities at Hatch and the variety of companies he was being exposed to as an advisor, he had no complaints. His work was interesting enough, and his workload, though substantial, was manageable. Jude certainly had no intention of changing his career. Until the merger. Seeds. Though it had been announced to the press as a merger of equals, anyone with a sense of the market knew that Hatch Technology was on the losing end of the acquisition by its slightly larger competitor, Bell Financial Systems. Carter Bell, the company's brash CEO, had a much higher profile in the industry and wasn't about to lose control of his corporation in a merger. But because he didn't want to rock the new boat too soon after the deal was closed, he chose to build something of a Noah's Ark management team. 2 heads of sales, 2 heads of marketing, and so on. As a result, the seeds of discontent were planted within the new organization, which would cleverly be called Batch Systems. Employees would later joke that the name combination should have been reversed and called Hell. Fortunately, market analysts seemed to like the merger more than Batch employees did. So Jude and his colleagues gladly watched the stock price rise with every painful passing week after the merger papers had been signed. As for Jude, his duties and title were divided up between him and his counterpart from Bell, so he took on a slightly diminished role as director of advertising. After overcoming his initial disappointment in the change in title and responsibility, Jude accepted his new situation. In fact, he began to like the arrangement, which gave him more time for his wife, his golf, and his advisory boards. "Maybe this is just what the doctor ordered," Jude tried to convince himself.